Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Guilt Stage 2. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.datemetips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Dumper Guilt Stage 2. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to know the likely stages your ex will go through post-breakup. Today I will be discussing the second stage your dumper is likely to go through. And in today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to this second stage and how your ex's mind will often transition into full guilt. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is the single honeymoon period. So we're starting off for this first element of the second stage of your dumper likely to move into feeling guilt with something which doesn't sound like guilt at all. And that is the single honeymoon period. Now, as a dumpee, you might be listening to this and thinking, well, this doesn't sound anything like guilt. This sounds like they're excited, they're happy, you know, the phrase honeymoon period. It doesn't sound like they're missing me or feeling guilty about the breakup. But please listen through and you will see my thoughts and how I believe most dumpers will transition into the feeling of guilt at some point post-breakup. But first of all, the dumper will be feeling as though they're happy. They're excited. They might have a little bit of trepidation somewhat due to the breakup, but they're now moving into that single honeymoon period. And this is a period of time where your ex-dumper will be living the life that they felt they couldn't within your relationship. Now, sometimes that is as obvious as doing things like dating other people. They couldn't have done that when they was in a relationship with you, but now they feel free, single, they can do what they want. Whatever they felt wasn't quite working between you, they might believe they can find in someone else. Now, this doesn't mean that every dumper is moving into a new connection. Most dumpers won't jump into anything certainly not serious for a very long time. But it is certainly a possibility that dumpers will have at least have their eyes open to the possibility of dating. So again, as a dumpy, you might not want to hear this, but it's a reality we have to accept. Your dumper may go on some dates. Maybe they speak to people. Maybe they actually physically meet up and go on said dates. But this is a possibility. However, it's not the only part of the single honeymoon period. It's not just about dating and making new connections. Sometimes it's about reevaluating their own life and where they want to go moving forward. And sometimes it involves reconnecting with the past. Perhaps, for instance, your ex-dumper lost touch with friends. Maybe you didn't like those friends. Maybe time just didn't allow them to see friends and do activities that they now really miss. A lot of dumpers actually reconnect with old friends and do activities, hobbies and interests, but maybe during your relationship, either they didn't have chance to do, or perhaps you weren't happy them doing. Now, in some instances, it would actually be the way you behaved, acted and put pressure on your ex-dumper that made them feel that they couldn't move forward with a relationship with you. Some dumpers feel that their dumpee was preventing them seeing their old best friends, or maybe preventing them doing the activities and hobbies that they really love. Now, as a dumpee, you might listen to this and think, yeah, I didn't like them hanging out with those friends because they were a bad influence. Or I didn't like them doing those activities because they were dangerous or they were silly or they was a waste of money. Now, you might see this from your perspective, but perhaps you were eventually dumped due to a loss of romantic emotional attraction connected to the fact that you didn't let your ex-dumper live the life that they felt they wanted to within the relationship. Now, that's not always the case. You might be a dumpy that let your ex spend time with their friends, do their thing, live the life they wanted to, and sadly, they still lost romantic emotional attraction. This isn't the same situation for everyone, but I just wanted to bring it up. Sometimes the actual reason a relationship ended was because one partner prevented the other partner from living what they deemed to be a reasonable life outside of the bubble of a relationship. Now, maybe that connects with you, maybe it doesn't, but it's important just to say. Either way, your ex-bedumper during the single honeymoon period will not just be potentially dating, but they will be potentially meeting up with old friends, reconnecting with old friends, living the life that maybe they did pre-breakup, and living a life that in essence doesn't feel that forward thinking. More so, it looks like they're looking back to the past. That is still the single honeymoon period. It's still them living a life they felt they couldn't within the relationship. There can also be an aspect of quote-unquote catching up. Maybe, for instance, you two were in a relationship from the age of 18 for a few years, and when the relationship sadly came to an end, the dumper wanted to do all of the things they felt they missed out on in their late teenage years and early 20s. Maybe you see them going to parties, nightclubs, those types of things, but perhaps their friends did, but they, as a dumper now, didn't actually do it at the time because they were in a relationship with you. This, again, is just an example. It doesn't necessarily mean it is accurate to your situation. But as you can see, your ex-dumper is living that life. They're doing things they couldn't do in the relationship. They're feeling that this is what they want to do. Everything right now feels fresh, exciting, and new. Even if it's old things they used to do, it still feels fresh and exciting and new right now because it's probably been so long since they last did it. It could be new things by dipping their toe in for the first time. Like I said, it could be catching up on things they feel they've missed out on, or it could be going back to the past, or a combination of both. Whatever your ex-dumper is doing, it's my belief that generally speaking, the single honeymoon period tends to last anything from 6 to 12 months. Now, does this mean you can't get your ex back before that time frame? No, you can. You know, it is certainly possible to get an ex back before 6 months. But I would say from what I have seen from my research, you need to be looking at that 6 to 12 month mark of your ex-dumper getting through the single honeymoon period. Because this is something they need to do to satisfy the experiences that they feel they need to try. So now let's get into point number 2 and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number 2 is the bubble bursts. So the bubble bursts when your ex-dumper starts to feel that all of these experiences they're going through in the single honeymoon period are no longer as exciting, fresh, and new as they once were when they started this process. Now, as I said, this tends to last, in my opinion, between 6 to 12 months on average. All of the things that seemed exciting now seem somewhat mundane. All of the things which felt new now feel somewhat old. There is no longer that glow. There is no longer that buzz. And on top of this, people that your ex-dumper might be sharing these experiences with might no longer be in the same position in their life that they were when your ex-dumper became single. So let me explain that. When your ex became single, they may have reconnected with old friends. Perhaps some of these old friends have been single themselves for a year or so. Maybe they'd had a breakup a while before, they've been single a year or so, going through their own single honeymoon period. But now, a month or so post your breakup, they are now coming out the other side of this period of their life. And they are no longer wanting to do these types of things. Maybe they've made a new connection. Maybe they've got back with their ex. Whatever the situation, your ex-dumper might find a few months in to the single honeymoon period that people they were spending a lot of time with are no longer available. They might be finding that people that they were spending a lot of time with during their single honeymoon period are no longer available because guess what? They are now paired up, whether it's with a new connection, whether it's with an ex of themselves. All of a sudden, your ex-dumper is finding themselves with less and less people to spend time with, less and less people to spend time with, do their thing, and have their fun. When they first became single, your ex might have thought, there's all these new people, all these old people, all these people to spend time with, have a laugh, have fun. A few months down the line, guess what? Your ex-dumper is only spending time with one or two people because the others have started to pair off, live their life, and all of a sudden, your ex-dumper starts to feel a little bit alone. You know, I'm no longer having this exciting, wonderful experience with many, many people. Now there's just me and one other who's going out to nightclubs each week. It's not really as exciting as it was 3-4 months ago. You know, this is really starting to lose its shine. So as we can see, your ex-Padumpa is on their journey, but also the people that they spend time with would have been on their journey. And we have to realize and recognize that everybody's journey is unique. Everybody's journey will go down their own paths, routes, situations, and different time frames. Just because your ex-Padumpa is living their life during this time frame, maybe the people they want to spend time with are actually approaching a different phase of their life. And this makes a huge, huge difference to the likelihood of what your ex-Padumpa will be doing in the weeks and months following. If they feel more alone, this is when their single honeymoon period is more likely to come to an end. 6 to 12 months is the average, and the bubble will burst. Now, what happens when the bubble bursts? What happens when things no longer feel exciting and fresh? Well, in essence, your ex-Padumpa hits the crossroads. They're at the crossroads where they have to look in the mirror and really reflect and think, have I made the right choice? Did I make the right decision? I've lived this life post my relationship, and what do I get for it? How do I feel about it right now? I'm single. Now, I'm saying your ex-Padumpa is single because most of them are at this time. A few may have got into new relationships, but the likelihood is these relationships won't last the test of time. Anybody who gets into a new relationship within a year or so post-breakup, well, it's not likely to last. Statistically, this is what we would call a rebound relationship. It generally doesn't last the test of time. So most dumpers will find themselves out of a single honeymoon period as a single person, reflecting and wondering, did I make the right choice after all? Should I have just stayed with my ex who loved me? Was that relationship so bad? Now, if your ex-Padumpa comes to a conclusion at this stage that they made the right decision, well, unfortunately, as a dumpee, it's going to be very challenging for you to get your ex back anytime soon. And this can be aggravated by the fact if you, as a dumpee, have continued to chase, bother, and harass your ex during their single honeymoon period. If you've done that, then when they get to a crossroads, when they self-reflect, they will likely say, yeah, you know, I've made the right choice. They were annoying. They were annoying in the relationship. They're annoying post-breakup. Yes, I've made the right choice. If that happens, it's going to be very tough for you to get your ex back anytime soon. However, most dumpers are not going to come to that realization, because if a dumpee lives their life in the right way, they're not going to be harassing their ex. And therefore, at this point, when the ex-Padumpa looks in that mirror metaphorically, they'll be thinking to themselves, I don't know if I've made the right choice, because I'm finding myself single, I'm finding myself bored, alone, somewhat sad. And from what I've heard, my dumpee is living their best life. I've heard it from friends of friends. I've seen it on social media. They're not contacting me, so I'm having to fill in the blanks in my mind about what is actually going on. And I'm imagining that they're having a great life. So how come they're having a great life and I'm not? If your ex-Padumpa starts to feel these thoughts, think these emotions and feelings in their mind, they are much more likely at the crossroads to start feeling the regret and the guilt that we are looking for as dumpees if we want to try to get them back. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast about dumper guilt stage 2. And point number 3 is guilt for many reasons. So this is what we're looking for, dumpees. If you want to try to get your ex back, they need to feel regret and they need to feel guilt. And this is why and when your ex-Padumpa might be feeling guilt for many reasons. As I said, at the crossroads, they would have come to a conclusion most of the time, if you've done your part, dumpees, if you live your life the right way, most of the time a dumper will come to a conclusion that they feel somewhat guilty about what has happened. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean you'll get your ex back, but it lays the foundations of possibility for that to take place. Now, the guilt for many reasons can be listed somewhat as follows. A dumper might be thinking, perhaps I've made a bad choice and I'm now further behind in life than where I want to be. Maybe, for instance, the dumper had a grand plan of when they wanted to get married, maybe when they wanted to have children, And they're now looking at things and thinking, well, I was getting to that stage with my ex, and yet I've ended the relationship, gone on my own path for 6, 9, 12 months. It's not made me happy. I'm not any further along. And I'm now starting to feel like I've made a bad choice. And therefore, I've wasted time. I'm not any further down the line of my life path. I want to be further along. I wanted to be further along at this stage. I wanted to live with someone, be married to someone, have kids with someone, and yet I'm single and alone. And this is because I ended the relationship. A relationship that probably wasn't really that bad in hindsight. That is one example of where guilt can start to go into a dumper's mindset. But it's not the only possibility as for why they might feel guilt. Additionally, they might be thinking, well, I've hurt my ex. I never wanted to hurt my dumpy. I do love them. I did love them romantically. I loved them in different ways for a while afterwards, but I never wanted to hurt them. And as time has ticked by, I'm starting to regrow that level of romantic emotional attraction for them anyway. So why did I do this? And now trauma has been added to both of our lives. Their life for what I have done, and my own life for the predicament that I now find myself in. Our life stories now have trauma attached, and it's down to me. Again, guilt drip feeding into a dumper's mindset through their own thoughts about their own actions. And finally, what we can see is a dumper feeling guilt for causing problems but just didn't need to happen. Maybe they recognise the problems between you and them wasn't that bad, wasn't that hard to navigate, and yet they now feel that they destroyed everything. But as the guilt moves through their mindset, they start to think, could I possibly sort this out? Could I save this? And maybe it's time I send my ex a text. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.